I don't know. There's something about autumn that makes me think about art, makes me want to look at art, makes me want to go take art in for some reason or another. Annie Dugan's one of those people who says, yeah, we should be doing that all year long. And she joins us to tell us where we may find art this week here in the Northland. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. You can wrap yourself in a beautiful blanket of art this week because there is tons to see as always.
Actually, you can wrap your hands around a hot mug of art.
Oh, there you go.
There's a particular event coming up this weekend that I got to confess I'm a little excited about, but go ahead.
Tell me.
Go ahead. There's an event titled, and as you know, now this may come as a surprise, but I'm a fan of coffee.
Right.
And there is an event coming up, and I don't know how to pronounce the name of the gallery well, because it's Finnish, and it has a lot of vowels in it.
Okay.
Sivis.
Yes.
An event called Behold the Mug.
Wow, I didn't know about this. See, this is why I call in on Monday morning, so that I can find out more.
Yeah. It's the opportunity for you to find your perfect mug match.
It is true. There is such an art in the ergonomics of a good coffee mug and what actually fits, the balance. You know, you want some warmth, but you don't want to burn or scald yourself. There is fine art of design. It is true.
And the people that are designing these mugs now that have kind of a way for you to tuck your fingers inside so that the outside kind of wraps around and keeps your fingers warm.
Oh, how lovely.
These are genius people. I'm just saying.
Genius people. Yeah. Well, I was going to talk. There's three fabulous shows that are opening up this Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute. David Asher Everett, Brent Custerman, and Adam Cawley each have solo shows, but they really work well together. I wasn't sure how everything would flow, but the three of them have some really interesting connections and play off of each other actually really well. So Brent Asher Everett is a sculptor. He does it. Trash to trash to trash. He has a whole series. He works in, he does iron pours. And so he finds old radiators. He goes through metal scrap yards to find trash that he can then melt down, you know, break apart, melt down, and use in iron pours. Well, the molds, the sculptures that he's creating, one of the series is called Trash Fish. He walks the shores of Lake Superior fairly often and collects trash and was realizing there's some beauty in the materials and, you know, what we're throwing out as consumers. So he reformed those into molds of lobsters, of sea creatures, and then use those molds in the iron pour. So when you first see them, you see fish, you see sea creatures, but then when you start to look closely, you can see maybe a sandal here or a water bottle or an empty CD case. It's kind of an interesting combination. Brent Custerman and Adam McCauley are both painters. They're both mostly abstract. Adam McCauley is all abstract. He's very interested in the formal qualities of art, very much interested in the fact that painting is a flat three-dimensional surface. You know, what kind of balance can we create out of color, out of texture, he sometimes uses what is actually his favorite art supply store is Amazing Alonzo's book supply. So he'll take the proprietor there holds back interesting covers. So books that have fallen apart and won't work for reading anymore, he gives to Adam because Adam loves integrating those kinds of materials in his work. And then Brent Custerman has somewhat figurative pieces in his paintings. It's a combination of abstract and bits and pieces of the figure as well. And he loves recontextualizing. He calls it just garbage and trash. So it's an interesting show of recycling and how we sort of take that, put it through the sieve of the brain and machinations of our creative process and what comes out of that. So those are all opening this Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute from 5 to 7. And then Friday, I'm really excited for an exhibit that's opening at ICO at the Trepanier Hall up on First Street. Mira Villard organized this, and the title of the show is Through Our Eyes. It's a youth photo exhibit and community feast. In August, there was an instructor that came up from the Twin Cities and worked with youth at Gamaji. They brought really high-quality cameras. We're talking like $6,000 equipment, and taught the students at Gamaji how to use it, and then told them to capture the beauty of their lives. So that's the Through Our Eyes is the title of the show. It shows the youth of Gamaji creating work that they see every day. So I'm so excited to see the results. That'll be Friday at 5 o'clock.
Okay,
I
have to say that as an aspiring photographer, it seems like a lousy trick to expose young people to fabulously expensive equipment, only to say, well, you know, and then of course here's what real people can afford.
Right. Well, it's sort of, you know, it's giving them the opportunity to see what they can create, and then, you know, then you got to work towards that again.
Well, it's very true. Get that little glimpse of this is what really excellent quality equipment can do, and how it can make whatever you're photographing look so much better than you had ever dreamed. It's kind of like an analogy or an allegory or some kind of a word for there are things inside you that are better than you ever dreamed too. You just need somebody to have the right equipment and show it to you.
Yeah. Yep, it's true. No, they've pointed the camera and they're the ones framing the what they see, and so it's going to be really neat to see what they chose to use that equipment on.
Art and food, does it get any better?
Never. That's the perfect. You've got the double whammy.
Yeah. That was kind of my thought. Anything else
so
before
much.
We let you go?
No, that sounds like a great week ahead, Lisa.
Oh, Annie, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a blast.
Take
Annie
care.
Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and she's our host for Where's Art every Monday right here on KUMD.